I walked back to my house. I still remember it clearly. It was a crisp, sunny spring day, and there was a cool, stingy bite to the air. Wrapping my arms across my body to ward off the cold, I hurried back to get inside. By the time I reached my front door, I was shivering. I think I was in a little bit of shock, but I also felt a strange, euphoric elation. I had to suppress an urge to whoop for joy, as if it had just been a first sexual experience. I felt awakened and alive, and I kept having flashbacks to the moment where Johnny had penetrated me. When I spoke to my husband, Michael, on the phone, giggling excitedly, teeth chattering, I turned my key in the lock and went inside to the warmth. I felt a little unwell, sickened and yet still aroused at the thoughts of Johnny fucking me bareback and coming into me. I went to the bathroom and looked in the mirror, asking myself, "What have you done, Greta? What the fuck have you just done?" My stomach churned and I heaved, but I didn't throw up. I thought of Michael, imagining his reaction if he ever found out. I worried that perhaps he knew or suspected from the way I'd moaned and panted down that phone line. I just prayed he believed that I was also masturbating like he was. I needed to lie down. I removed my skirt and blouse and lay in the bed with just my full white slip on. I closed my eyes, and memories of the afternoon's sensations swamped me. My hands instinctively went to my mound, and I started to massage myself. The feelings in my body were extreme, still charged up and orgasmic. My fingertips touched the wetness seeping through my panties. I removed them and cupped a hand under my pussy, leaning forward to let gravity do its work. Johnny's spunk, diluted with my juices, trickled slowly from between my pussy lips and dribbled into my cupped hand. I dipped a finger from my other hand in, brought it to my lips, tasting his sweet young spunk. When did I become such a slut? Replaying the event in my mind, I reached for my locked drawer and took out my vibrator. I turned it on low, holding it outside my slip, just against my clit. My moans became louder and increased in pitch as I increased the vibrator speed slowly, all the while remembering how Johnny's dry cock had rasped against my wet tunnel as he pushed it into me. Oh, how I wanted to feel it again. I had been satisfied like never before in my life, but God, I wanted even more. A strong orgasm was welling up inside of me. My clit throbbed and pulsed. Clear, thick juices dripped from my pussy, creating a damp patch to the rear of my silk slip as I lay moaning with delight, drifting dreamily into slumber. And suddenly, unexpectedly, the doorbell, cruelly shocking me out of my delectable dream fantasy. "Shit! Fuck!" I hissed, thinking it must be Grandma with the kids. I wondered if it could be 6 already. Shit, I hadn't even started on dinner. I jumped out of the bed and hid my vibrator under the pillow, quickly donning the first dressing gown to hand. I ran downstairs and quickly opened the door. I was utterly surprised to see Johnny at the door. He boldly pushed his way inside. "I got some things I want to say to you," he stated in a matter-of-fact tone. "Johnny, not now," I pleaded. "I told you, after 9 tonight. The kids will be home soon." "You fail to realize, Greta, I'm in charge now. You wouldn't want Michael or anyone else finding out about our little secret. Fuck you, you little bastard, I hissed as I drew my hand back, intent on slapping him hard across the face, but he caught my wrist. He bent my arm up behind my back and pulled my hair, pulling me close to whisper in my ear. He laughed. I can have you any time I want, his voice fading to a soft whisper. Somehow his whisper carried more weight than a shout. I think you're a sexy bitch, Greta. Every time I see you, I imagine fucking you. And now I don't have to imagine any more. I found his whispers made me tingle with excitement. I'd never really heard his soft voice much before, just to say hello in very brief chats. I found it to have a soft, sexy tonal quality, which turns me on. A similar effect to my own husband's voice. Very few men have this quality. It's hard to describe, but when I hear it, I go weak at the knees. To me, a voice is a window to the soul. It tells you so much more than simply the words that are spoken. Emotion and feeling come through, and I could tell Johnny wanted to fuck me right now. Oh God, Johnny, don't you get it? I want to feel your cock inside me so bad, I gasped breathlessly. I don't want to wait, but we have to be careful. I'm married. I have a lot to lose. Johnny let me go and walked into the kitchen, taking a seat at the kitchen table. Take off your dressing gown, he instructed. As I let it drop slowly to the floor, I watched him take his cock out and start to stroke it gently. I stood there, feeling very vulnerable, wearing only my white slip and flesh-colored stockings. He began masturbating, leering at me so unashamedly. Come over here, he demanded in a husky voice. I walked slowly over and stood beside him, complying with his wishes. He reached out his left hand and placed it gently on my inner thigh, just above my knee, below the hem of my slip. He had big hands for a 19-year-old. His fingertips trailed slowly upwards, teasing me. Spread for me, my whore. Johnny's voice was irresistible to me now, and I could hear the sheer lust in his voice as it cracked slightly. I eyed his cock hungrily. His hands, not the only things that were big. Such a beautiful cock. I was totally under his spell, dying to be fucked by him again. His fingers discovered my wet slit without panties, dripping trails of mucus. My, my, what have you been up to, Greta? He smiled. I whimpered, feeling his middle finger slide easily into me. Today you took my virginity, he said, as he finger-fucked my squelching pussy, his palm thumping against my clit as I moved to meet his hand. For a virgin teenage boy, he was amazingly talented. I found myself nearing orgasm, and he told me to lower myself onto his cock. I gratefully obliged, lifting my leg over him, facing him where he sat in the chair. I moved down slowly, pausing as his wonderful cock found my slit and opened it. With his cock still held in his own hand, he drew the tip along the length of my slit, getting the big head all wet. Fuck me now, Johnny, I implored, kneading his cock. I held my breath as he found my opening. I started to lower myself down, sick from desire. Oh, God, I whined at the heavenly feel as he penetrated my anxious cunt. I bore down hard, wanting him deep, Then the fucking doorbell rang again. A desperate cry of anguish escaped my lips. I saw the horrified look in Johnny's eyes. I stood up quickly, feeling him slide out, scrambling to get my dressing gown on as he fumbled with his zipper and ran to the rear door. I watched him go out, then quickly to the hall to open the front door. "Hi, Grandma. Hi, kids. Come on in. Did you have a nice day?" Smiling politely as my mind screamed angrily inside, feeling so deprived. A moment of fervor lost for now. "Are you okay?" asked Grandma, concerned. "I'm fine. I just had a bit of a headache and went for a nap," I assured her. "Were the kids good for you?" I asked, deftly changing the subject. "A joy, as usual," she smiled. Grandma refused my offer of tea and went home. I prepared a quick meal for the children, but found myself very distracted all evening. I couldn't wait until their bedtime. As I watched TV, I found myself remembering the phone call earlier and what happened when he came over. I couldn't wait to have Johnny's cock. I fantasized about him taking me in different positions and scenarios. I've never spent such a long time in such a highly aroused state. I was so agitated, so full of lust. Every inch of me ached for Johnny. Finally, the kids were in bed asleep. It was 9:05, and I rushed back downstairs. Johnny was already inside, waiting in the kitchen. I closed the door behind me. He approached, and we spent a moment gazing into each other's eyes. We kissed passionately, but gently, our first kiss. I felt his hands on me, undressing me as I grabbed his crotch. God, what an enticing, firm bulge. When we touched, skin to skin, static electricity flowed. As it won't happen with new lovers. I opened his pants to get at his beautiful hard cock and whispered, "I'm wearing no panties." He pushed me back against the door, lifting my skirt, and stepped in between my spread legs. "Oh, God, at last," I murmured, as I felt his cock widening my slit, lifting my left leg and hooking it around behind me as he drove his cock into me with urgency. I was panting, unable to catch my breath as he drove deeper inside of me. That fizz of static electricity in my pussy now, and the texture of his smooth young cock sliding against my juicy tunnel. I whimpered as my face contorted with ecstasy, waves of pleasure surging through me. The build-up from my last two near orgasms finally released. My hips bucked, my tunnel contracted reflexively as I came for him, biting his neck with the thrill shock waves rippled through me. I was helpless and shuddering as I felt him coming into me, my body pinned so tightly between him and the door as he kissed me and emptied his balls into my pulsating snatch. It felt amazing just to be able to keep him inside me as our mutual orgasm subsided. His cock felt so wonderful. I love how it feels when my cock is inside you, so immersed in your delectable cunt. Johnny was grinning, his young, fit body pressed tight against mine. "Stay in me forever," I pleaded. "Take me to my bed, you fucking stud." We lingered for blissful moments, kissing tenderly, his tongue flecking across my parted lips and my tongue brushing his. There was such strong electricity in that kiss. Now we could take our sweet time. We had all night. I could feel him hardening in me. He lifted me up and carried me over to the kitchen table, where I sat with my legs wrapped around him and his hips gyrating in tiny micro motions. "I want to taste you," he whispered. He drew his cock out slowly. His length seemed to slide out forever. And then he knelt down, putting his tongue to my slit, French kissing my pussy, sliding his tongue into my hole. My head fell back, and I arched my body in an attempt to withstand the unbearable delights. I placed my hands in his jet-black hair as he moved his attention to my clit. Virgin or not, he seemed to know exactly what he was doing. His tongue swirled, causing whirlpools of pleasure to shoot through me. He was insatiable. God knows how long he lapped at my sopping cunt before finally getting up and taking my hand to lead me upstairs. He watched me undress. First, I removed my blouse and skirt. Then I lifted my slip to slowly peel off my stockings. When I was about to remove the slip, he asked me to leave it on. He sat on the edge of the bed, and I stripped every stitch of clothing from his muscular young body. Johnny was a keen cyclist. He had amazing stamina. I was about to discover. I knelt before him. His legs were parted to let me close to him. I kissed him, feeling his stiff cock pressed against my tummy. I allowed my fingertips to barely graze his cock, then holding it softly between my thumb and index finger, I slid his foreskin up and down over his gorgeous helmet. I had to have him in my mouth. I leaned slowly over it and let my lips open over the tip of his cock, licking and slurping greedily as I consumed him gently. His head lolled, his Adam's apple protruding, as I looked up to see his palpable enjoyment. My head moved slowly up and down along his shaft. I looked up periodically to see Johnny's approval. "Suck my cock, you dirty slut," he gasped through clenched teeth, his voice and words betraying his acute satisfaction. It felt so good to be called a slut, as I gluttonously and lovingly gobbled his cock, looking up to make eye contact. He took hold of my hands and pulled me up, kissing me again as he grabbed me and we rolled into bed together. He seriously fucked my brains out for the next 3 hours in so many positions, and I came again and again. I was delirious. I never knew I was capable of having so many orgasms in one day. He came only one more time, but he still wanted to fuck me again even after that. Eventually, we collapsed in exhaustion. He kissed me and told me he loved me. I just about managed to hold in a giggle. As I rolled over, putting my back to him, he snuggled up to me. I felt his cock slide inside of me. "Oh my God, not again," I thought. But he didn't fuck me. We fell asleep spooning with his semi-hard cock inside my excessively overworked cunt. Sleep quickly subsumed me. That night, I dreamt about my husband, Michael. At a subconscious level, I must have felt severe guilt, but my cravings had prevented that from surfacing. In my dream, it was our wedding day, and Michael and I were exchanging vows. There I was, resplendent in white. But before I could speak my vows, Johnny stood up and objected. Then suddenly Johnny was dragging me towards the altar. Michael just stood and watched as Johnny bent me over the altar, lifted my dress, and started fucking me. The crowd gasped in horror. "I love you, Michael," I cried out, but I could not contain my raw, animalistic urges. I moaned like a whore as I felt Johnny's sublime cock skewering me, and I gave in to my compulsions as Michael looked on. I pumped my hips back and forth to meet his awesome thrusts. "You don't love me. You're a dirty, low-life slut." Michael's voice was soft, but filled with anger and hurt. I could see the deep hurt in his eyes, but I couldn't stop myself from climaxing as everyone watched. They all knew now what a whore I truly was. I woke up mid-orgasm and felt Johnny's cock pumping deep inside my pussy for real. Still in the spooning position, he was fucking me from behind. His palm curved around my mound, fingers applying sweet, sensual pressure against my throbbing, pulsing clit through the silk slip. I was so sensitized. Each tiny motion from him was magnified, echoing intensely inside of me. My sex-addled pussy clenched and released his cock as I gushed copiously. Tears ran down my cheeks as the dream slowly faded. How could something that felt this good be wrong? Johnny's cock fucked me and fucked me, and my orgasm went on and on. I was discovering that the guilt, the wrongness, were part of my turn-on, as Johnny took me beyond paradise. I experienced elevated pleasure levels, so much higher than I ever thought possible. My whole body buzzed. My skull tingled. For a moment, I felt sure I would die. I felt Johnny's cock explode in me. Gut-wrenching thrills overcame me at the thoughts of his hot spunk blasting into my pussy. We saturated each other with our juices in a glorious culmination. In that moment, I didn't give a flying fuck for protection. He loved to have his hands on my tummy when he came, accentuating my fertility. Whatever the consequences of this, it was worth it. I was so weak, so entirely addicted now. We both passed out soon after and slept peacefully for the remainder of the night. His cock, now soft, was still inside of me when I woke the next morning. I felt tender and achy, but in a good way. I crept quietly from the bed to get the kids ready for school. As soon as they were on the bus, I went back upstairs to bed. I took off my slip and cuddled into Johnny's hot, strong body. My breasts flattened against his bare back. I caressed his bare body with my fingertips, and I let my lips brush his neck softly. For the first time in a long time, I felt whole. I wasn't craving sex, and I dozed contentedly. I knew we'd probably fuck for most of the day, and I knew that whatever he wanted, I would give him.